And as we've been reporting this morning, President Bush chose a new Supreme Court nominee earlier today. If confirmed, Harriet Myers will become the third woman ever to serve on the high court. She comes from a history of legal work in Texas and the White House. NPR's Ari Shapiro has this report.
Harriet Myers has been chosen to replace retiring Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. And like O'Connor, Myers has spent her career breaking new ground for women. After graduating from Southern Methodist University and clerking for a judge in Dallas, Myers became the first female partner of a major Dallas law firm. She later became the first female president of the Dallas Bar Association and the Texas Bar Association. When George W. Bush became president, Myers went to Washington to serve as White House Staff Secretary, Deputy Chief of Staff for Public Policy, and most recently, White House Counsel. The president said this morning that he hopes she is confirmed quickly.
I believe the senators of both parties will find that Harriet Myers' talent, experience, and judicial philosophy make her a superb choice to safeguard the constitutional liberties and equality of all Americans. Harriet Myers will strictly interpret our Constitution and laws. She will not legislate from the bench. I ask the Senate to review her qualifications thoroughly and fairly and to vote on her nomination promptly.
The 59-year-old Myers said she was humbled by the nomination.
If confirmed, I recognize that I will have a tremendous responsibility to keep our judicial system strong and to help ensure that the courts meet their obligations to strictly apply the laws and the Constitution.
Reaction came immediately. Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont is the ranking Democrat on the Judiciary Committee. He voted for the president's last nominee, Chief Justice John Roberts. Leahy said when he and other Democrats consulted with the president about who this nominee would be, Myers' name was one of about a dozen that were discussed.
In some ways, this is more crucial than John Roberts' seat for Chief Justice. This one is for Sandra Day O'Connor's position. Justice O'Connor, to her credit, has been one willing to be a swing vote on a number of decisive cases. She has not locked herself into a rigid judicial philosophy. She has looked at each case as it came down before the court and has brought a significant life experience to her decisions.
Senator Leahy said he's resistant to impose a timeline for confirmation hearings. Justice O'Connor has said she will remain on the court until Myers is confirmed. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
And this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.